Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We are 5 lines from the end of the page at Tanan Hanose Noshim Ba'Aveira. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Le'il Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, also by Rabbi Michael and Ellen Wechselbaum, Lizecha Nishmas, their dear friend George Klein, Ben Sion Ben Avram Yosef, Nesham Shavn Aliyah, and it was also sponsored by Misha Feldman in memory of the 5th yard site of his wife, Donna Feldman, Donna Pesha, Bas Shmuel Yaakov Zev, which is Friday, Nesham Shavn Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to talk about whether we discussed yesterday whether a woman can collect her ksuba once she is remarried. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is and that led us into a discussion of being mefir and neder that she would normally have to take in order to be able to collect her ksuba. So we're going to talk about the difference between a neder birabim versus is a neder al das rabim, and can a chacham be matir one or the other or both or neither? So Bez Hashem, that will be the discussion on the top of Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to have 2 explanations of the tikkun olam, the takanim mipnei tikkun olam that the Mishnah mentioned in having edim sign on a get. Isn't that a din ta'oraisa? What do you mean? It's a takanim mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Then the Mishnah also said another takana that was made for tikkun ha'olam was that Hillel was misakin pruzbul. So the Gemara is going to explain the basic structure of pruzbul and the basic idea of pruzbul and the motivation in being misakin pruzbul. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to talk about how the Rabbanan in the first place could cancel all debts if the chiyuv to pay is daraisa, meaning the assumption that the Gemara is going to make is that Hillel only has the power to be misakin pruzbul, which will cancel debts because which will avoid the cancellation of debts, rather, because the cancellation of debts anyway bizman hazeh is only derabanan. What do you mean cancellation of debts is only derabanan? That means on the daraisa level everyone is chayiv to pay, and the rabbanan came along and said no, nobody's chayiv to pay. How could the rabbanan be okay daraisa in the first place to even require the need for a prosbul? There never should have been a need for a prosbul. So the Gemara is going to have 2 approaches how there could be such a thing as shmitas ksafim midrabanan. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why Hillel was only misakin prosbul, or whether Hillel was only misakin prosbul for his generation, or he's misakin prosbul for all generations. Gemara is going to identify enough gemina between the two, and we're going to bring a few rayas whether Hillel was misakin prosbul only for his generation, or he was misakin prosbul for all generations. The Gemara is going to then talk about the phrase that the Gemara that we're going to use called ulbina. What is ulbina? What does that lashon mean? Is it a lashon of chutzpah or is it a lashon of nichusa? So let's begin again, 5 lines from the end of the page on daf lamid hey amid beis. Tanan hanose nashim ba'aveira. So says the Gemara. Tanan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Becharos, hanose nashim ba'aveira. If a person marries women who are asur to him, a kohen marries women who are asur to him, like a grusha or a chalutza, so possible, he's not allowed to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash ad sheyidar hana'a, until he asurs the hana'a of his wife on himself, so that it will compel him to divorce her. Because once he's noder hana'a, he's not allowed to be with her. He'll be compelled to divorce her, and now that we know that he's going to have to divorce his wife, that's asura to him. So now we know that he's abandoning that iser, and therefore he's able to do avoda once he takes such a neder. There is a machlokas Rashi and Tosos Masecha Shvuos whether a neder is chal on a dvar iser. Rashi writes that just like Gemara says that nedarim are chalim al dvar mitzvah, and if a person says konam hanaas yeshiva sukkah alai, he's not allowed to sit in the sukkah even though it's a mitzvah min haTorah, so too nedarim are chal on a dvar iser, and we do not apply the principle of ein iser chal al iser. However, Tosos holds that a neder is not chal on an iser because of the klal of ein iser chal al iser. So once something's already aser to you, you then can't take a neder that makes it aser to you, according to Tosos, because it's ready aser anyway, and ein iser chal al iser. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Sim Samechei writes that Rashi, who says over here that the Kohen asers the hana'a of the woman on him, is lishitaso, that a neder could be chal on an iser. So therefore, even though he's anyway not allowed to be boel her because she's an iser lav minatora on him, she's a grusha, she's a chalutza, but nevertheless the neder will be chal. But according to Shitas Hatosos, that a neder is not chal on an iser l'chora, the neder doesn't do anything over here. She's asurat him anyway, and ein iser chal al iser. So you have to say that the Kohen asers the peros sheba olam on himself im lo yigarshena, that he's not asering her on him, she's already aser on him, ein iser chal al iser. He's asering something else, like all peros in the world, if he doesn't divorce her. That's how Rabbi Kiveger understands how Tosos must read this line of Gemara. The Tiferes Yaakov explains that even if the neder was not chal on the iser, a neder cannot be chal on an iser because of ein iser chal al iser. In our case, where the Kohen asers her hana'a on him, and that includes even hana'os that are not aser to him, the neder would be chal anyway because it's an iser kolel, meaning that's one of the exceptions to ein iser chal al iser. He didn't say hana'os tashmisha alav, that ain't a chinami, that's already aser. Tosfos would say ein iser chal al iser. He says all hana'a from her, so he's not get any hana'a from her, that is, it will leave room for the neder to be chal. But anyway, the Mishnah says, someone who's married to, a Kohen is married to a woman, that's asuratim, a grusha, a chalutza, so he's possible to do avod in the base of Mikdash until he takes a neder hana'a against his wife. Vitani Allah, and the Brisa says about this Mishnah, noder vi'oved, yored umegaresh, that as soon as he takes the neder hana'a, right away he could do the avod in the base of Mikdash, even before he formalizes the divorce, and then after the avoda, he can go and be megarisher. But the amritin l'tzarich levaritas a neder. If you're going to say in order to be matir a neder, dikodu chacham, you don't need to be mefarit the neder, which is the discussion we left off with yesterday. Lechoshdul ma'azil l'gabi chacham b'shari le. Shouldn't we be choshesh that if he takes this neder, it's not going to have the desired impact because he'll take the neder, he'll go do the avoda, then he'll go to chacham, and instead of being megarish the woman, he's just going to be matir the neder, because the Chacham's not going to know any better that he shouldn't be matir such a neder from such a guy. The Chacham's going to go along with it. So answers it. But if he had to be mefarik, the Chacham would never go along with it. If he had to specify what the neder was, I took a neder, I know my wife, why would you take such a neder? Oh, because she's a grusha or a chalutza, I'm a kohen. So then the Chacham would never be matir the neder. So it answers the Gemara, no, we know he can't go to a Chacham, even though you don't need to be mefarit the neder, de madridan le berabim, because we make the Kohen take the neder in front of a minion of people, in front of 10 people. So, and there, such a neder, you're not able to be matir. Well, honey, chol manim neder shu de berabim, ein lo afara. If you hold that there's no hataras Chacham of a neder shu de berabim, that makes perfect sense. El man yamar yesh lo afara. But if you hold that a neder shu de berabim, you can be mefir, Michael the Meimer, how are you going to be Miyashiv the Mishnah? The Kohen's going to go to a Chacham and he'll still be able to be Matir the Neder. Says the Gemara, Madrin Lay Aldas Rabin. That we're Madir him Aldas Rabin. That Bezin says to him, we are being Madir you Hana'a from this woman Alda Atenu. And the Neder Aldas Rabin, you can't be Matir without Rishus from the rabbim. The Amar Amemar Hilchsa Afilu Man Yam Neder Shudar Bi Rabbim Yesh Lo Afara Al Das Rabbim Ein Lo Afara. Even if you hold that a neder that Hudar in front of a minion of people doesn't have hafara, but a neder that's done Al Das Rabbim certainly has hafara. V'hani Mili L'Dvar HaRishus Avul Dvar Mitzvah Yesh Lo Afara. And that's only when you want to be matir neder for the sake of a Dvar Rishus, but for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah, even if it's a neder after it's done, al das rabim, then there will be hafara. If you look at Tosos Havel Dvar Mitzvah Yesh Lo Hafara, Omer Rabbeinu Tam Mishum Demistama Nichlu LeRabim Mishum Mitzvah. That if it's for the sake of being able to do a mitzvah, we assume that the rabim that you took the neder al das are interested in you being able to do the mitzvah. V'Orom Rabbeinu Tam Da Al Das Haynu Kishomer Al Das Ploni Uploni Afilu Shelo Bifneim Aval Al Das Rabim Stam Love klumhu, additionally, it could be that al das rabim doesn't mean that you say al das rabim. Rabim doesn't mean anything. You have to identify who those rabim are. Val das yachir afal pi shapirit al daito yachol chacham lahatir. When it's al das rabim, you need to get permission. You have to specify who they are and get permission from them, from those people. When it's al das yachir, the chacham could be matir even without the permission of that yachir. That's what makes al das rabim so different. Where do we find a neder al das rabim that they were matir litzorech a mitzvah? Ki ahu mikri dardiki. There was a certain malami tinokos da adre ravacha al das rabim that ravacha made a neder that he should not be a malami tinokos anymore, and he took this neder al das rabim that this person shouldn't be malami tinokos anymore. The Rambam writes that the Talmud that the malamid asked himself the hanoas b'nei ha'ir, so he wasn't able to teach and get a salary anymore. He couldn't charge anymore for his, that was the particulars of the neder. The Ravid, however, is masig on that Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Vav, that if the Rambam were correct, why does the Gemara say that it's a mitzvah to be matir the neder if they don't find another malamid? What's the mitzvah to get payment for the limud? Adrabi, he should teach bechinam, and that would be a greater mitzvah. So this wouldn't be considered a dvar mitzvah. So the Radvaz writes that the Rambam holds that getting payment for the limud is a chelik of the mitzvah, because that's the only way the mitzvah is going to be done properly. Meaning, if he's not getting paid, you know, you get what you pay for. So the malamid's not going to do nearly as good a job. The Ravid understands that the Bnei Yair took the neder and they asserted the hanaas hamalamid on themselves. So why did they take a neder against this malamid? Dava pasha biyanuki, because he was beating up the kids too much. He was smacking around the kids, so they thought that it wasn't right. The Rashi Maseches Bechoros and Daf Mem Vav says that he was malka osam umesin. He was beating them literally sometimes to death. The Ritva in Maseches Makos asks on Rashi that pshia means that you cause a nezek in the derech of grama, but chovel b'chaveru b'yadayim to the point that you're killing them. That's not pshia. That's a gross violation. It says over here the malamid was pasha. So he says no. Pasha means that sometimes he would battle too much in shir. So pasha means he was negligent in his teaching. That he sometimes took up sheer time to answer his cell phone or whatever, something like that. That he would battle too much in the shir. So he was pasha biyanuke v'hadre Ravina delosh takach didayik havasei. But Ravina afterwards was matir the neder and brought him back as Malami Tinokos, because they couldn't find anyone who was as precise in the teaching as him. No one else was as good a teacher as him, so they had to bring him back into the profession. So since it was Letzarech Mitzvah, they were able to be Matir the Neder, even though it was done Al Das Rabim. Okay, so the Mishnah had said, Ve'edim Chosman Al Get Mipnei Tikkun Olam. We're now moving on to the second Takana that was mentioned in the Mishnah that was done for the sake of Tikkun Olam. So the Gemara said, one of the things that was done for Tikkun Olam is that we have Edim sign on a get. So I asked the Gemara, how could the Mishnah say that Rabbi Gamliel was misakein that Edom signed on a get mipnei tikkun olam? Do raisuhu. That's a din min haTorah. Dichsiv. The pasuk says v'kasov b'sefer v'chasom, that Yirmiyahu was menavi b'shem Hashem, that even though there was a gezeira that Klal Yisrael had to go into Golus Bavel, that they're going to yet return to Eretz Yisrael and they'll buy the field. So they should buy the fields. They should write a shtar on the fields in Eretz Yisrael and sign Edom them on the shtar. So you see from there that every shtar, l'chora, including a get, gets its strength from the chasimas ha'edim. So it's a din in shtaros. Every shtar needs chasimas ha'edim. So what are you talking about? That it's a din, the rabbanon of tikkun ha'olam. So Rabba lo tzricha l'Reb Lazar d'amar edim esira karti. Rav Gamliel made this takana within the sheet of Reb Lazar that holds edim esira karti. That edim that see a mesiras haget from the baal to the isha, that's what gives the force to a get and creates the krisos bein ish l'isha. So you don't really need edi chasima. So to kinyu rabbanon edi chasima, the rabbanon were mesakin edi chasima mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Well, what's the tikkun ha'olam? The zimnin de maisi sahadi. Sometimes the edim esira will be dead already. Inami zimnin da asli, or sometimes the edim esira are going to go to the medina sayam, and no one's going to be able to be made that the get was given to the woman from the husband, and therefore they were mesakin that edim should also sign on the get, and that's going to be edus that the get was given to the woman, and that she in fact is divorced. So that was the tikkun ha'olam, that even though mikra din edim esira karti when it comes to a get, you can't always rely that when she needs evidence of her divorce, that the Edim Asira are going to be around. So we want to get Edim in writing on the get itself. So Gemara brings another teretz. What exactly was the takana of Rav Gamliel? Rav Yosef Amar Afilu Teim Rav Meir. That even according to the Shittas Rav Meir, that Edim Chasim Akarti, we still needed a takana of Rav Gamliel, that Edim are chosmen on the get. How so? Hiskinu Shiu Edim Mefarshin Shmoseyan Begitin Mipnei Tikana Olam. They were Mesakin that Edim have to sign their name on the get, mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Meaning, what do you mean, sign the names? What else would they be signing on the get? So says Mar Kiditanya, I'll tell you what else would have been signed. Barishona, it used to be before the takan of Ram Gamliel, Hayakosev ani ploni chasamti aid. He would just write, ani ploni chasamti aid. And if the nitva would be towing that the shtar is mezuyif, and they wanted to be mekayim, the chasimus aidim, there was no way to find the aid who signed in Beis Din, to bring him to Beis Din, in order to verify that it was his signature, because we don't know who it is. It just says, ani ploni chasamti aid. It didn't have his name. And in ksav yad motzi b'machom acher, if Beis Din found that ksav yad from somewhere else, another shtar with a similar signature that was already mekuyim be-Beis Din, Al Yidei the Edom themselves that verified that this was their chasima after someone had claimed it was mezuyaf, so then kosher, then it would be kosher. But vim lav, but if you don't happen to find the same signature, the same handwriting come from somewhere else, then pasul, then it's going to be pasul. V'amru Gamliel takana gedol diskinu she mefarshin shmosehen begitin. So Ram Gamliel said we made a great takana that they need to be mefarish shmosehen begitin. Now it's interesting. Lashon of the Gemara sounds like that Ram Gamliel reported that takana gedola hiskinu. So Tosos proves that the takana was not Ram Gamliel's doing. It was a previous takana that Ram Gamliel was just the one that told us about the takana. So the Maram Shif says that it could be that over here this is Ram Gamliel. In the Mishnah it was Ram Gamliel Azakin who was the grandfather of this Ram Gamliel. So it could be that it was both. Ram Gamliel was one that was masakin it, and then his grandson, who's also named after him, also named Rav Gamliel, reported that the Zayda had already made such a takana. And that way Beis Din will know who the Edom are. Mipnei tikkun ha'olam, they'll be able to be mekayim the gittin. So the Gemara says, how are there other ways to sign a get other than your name? From the Brisa it sounds like that the takana was to be mefarish the shemos ha'edim in a get. So the Gemara says, ubesimana lo, but this, to any other simon, a symbol of your name, that's miyuchad for that aid apparently does not work, because that would be against the takana. Meaning initially they used to just sign ploni, they would give no details whatsoever. Then Ram Gamliel made a takana, you have to put your name. So the Gemara wants to know if there's some sort of middle ground. What if you don't write ploni, but you write something that's a little more symbolic of who you are than your actual name? So it sounds from the takana that you need your actual name. So ask the Gemara, is that true? Is a simin not good enough? For Rav Tzair Kavra. Rav would draw the image of a fish as his signature, because Rabbi Yaakov Hemen points out, Ayin Hara is not sholeit on a fish. So Rav would use that as a simon bracha. He would make a fish, the picture of a fish, and that was his signature. Rabbi Chanina Tzair Charusa, a branch of a dekel tree, is what he would draw in to be merames to the pasuk of Tzadik Katamri Yifrach, Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, and also to be merames that that he has the Shevet Moshlim Biyado, like Charyos Hadekel, that they would be Chovet with. Rav Chista Samach. Rav Chista would just write the letter Samach. And Rav Hoshaya Ayin. Rav Hoshaya would write the letter Ayin. Rabba Barav, and again, Rav Yaakov Emden tries to explain each one, that Samach is that you could be Somech on this Chasima. Ayin is that he was Nasan Ayin on this Shtar, that he had taken a good look at this at the shtar. Rabba Rav Huna Tzair Machusa, he would make a mast or a sail of a sailboat, and but bottom line is, so what was the symbolism of that? So Yaakov Emden writes to show that just like the sailor runs the ship, he's one of the manhigim of the of Klal Yisrael. Okay, whatever the symbols meant, but they made symbols, they didn't write their names. So you see that you don't need to write the actual names of Edom and Geth. Answer Gemara, Shiny Rabbanan, the Bekiyim Simanayhu. No, the Chacham were different because people were Bekiyim in what their Simanim were, and they knew about each Simon and how it was associated with each Chacham. So ask Gemara, Meikara, B'may Afkeinu, how did it become famous and known in the first place? They needed to be mefarish the names l'chara. Sansa Gemara Bediski. They would make these simanim in their shalos and tshuvas and any ksav that they would be shalech to be dorish b'shalom or whatever. Anything they would sign. Rabbanim have to write things all the time. So whenever you're writing a tshuva, whenever they're writing a sefer, whenever they're writing, right, how did the chazanish become known as chazanish? It's ish is the way he signs all of his letters. So that's how the name became known. And once it becomes known, once these images became known, so then they were able to sign Gittin in that way. Obviously, they couldn't wake up one day and the day of their Chag HaSmicha start drawing pictures of fish on Gittin. No one knows who that is. But once it became well known, once that became their signature, so then they were able to use it. Okay, Hillel Hiskin Prozbul. Now we move on to the last takana we had mentioned in the Mishnah that was done with Pnei Tikun Olam, and that was the takana that Hillel made of Prozbul. So Tanan Hasam, there's a Mishnah in the 10th parak of Maseches Shviyas that Prozbul ain't a Meshamit. And if you have a Chov where you wrote a Prozbul on it, then Shemitah will not cancel the loan. You're able to be Toveah the loan even after the Shnas HaShemitah. Ze Echad Min Hadvar. This is one of the great takanos that Hillel HaZaken was misakin. The motivation in making such a takana was that he saw people were not willing to lend money to each other, and he saw that they were violating what it says in the Torah, where the pasuk continues, that the point is that the pasuk describes that the Shnas HaShemitah is going to come, and you're going to realize that as it's approaching, you have less and less of a chance to collect any loan that you're going to issue now, so you can stop issuing loans, and the Aniyim, Nebuch, are going to need these loans. So that's terrible. So Amad Vizkin Prozbul. So he made such a takana that the Malva can give the Shtaros Chov that he has to Beis Din, that they'll be Tovea the Chov, and they write a Shtar, and that Shtar is called a Prozbul. Vizeu Gufo Shel Prozbul, and the basic essence of the Prozbul, it reads as follows. Musrani lechem ploni, ploni dayanim shem makom ploni. I'm giving to you dayanim in a particular location. Shekol chov sheish li etzel ploni. That any chov that I have by this lovish sha'agvenu kol zman she'erze, that I should be able to collect it, whatever it is that I want to collect it. Va'dayanim chos min lamata owe edim, and the dayanim sign the shtar below, and or the edim sign the shtar, and that's an edus that he gave the shtaros. That he gave the shtaros to the Beis Din. The Rishonim were all bothered by the kasha. Why did he have to be Mesakin Prozbul? There are many ways that Minat Torah, the Shemitah will not cancel the Chov. The Ritva writes in Mesachas Makos that the Gemara tells Makos Tav Gimlam Beis that if you made Tanai, that the Halva'a is given Almanash Lotish Meiteni B'Shvius, then Shvius is not Mishametas. So the Chori, you don't need a Prozbul, you can just make a Tanai in every loan, that Almanash. that Shemitah should not cancel. So the Ritva says that not every Malva will remember at the time of the Halva'a to make such a Tanai. And also, Zman Piron Halva'a is Nikva a long time before Shemitah. If the Malva makes a Tanai, Al Menashal Tashmitei Shvius, it will appear to the Lova that the Malva already has given up on collecting on time. And the Malva certainly doesn't want to give that impression that he's given up on collecting. He's due 4 years before Shemitah. And now he's coming along saying, Al Menashal Tashmitei Shvius. The Lova will be like, really? I have that long? So he's going to take advantage of every, and that's unfair to the Malva. So that's how the Ritva discusses. The Ramban, the Ran, and the Ritva, and many other Rishonim ask a different Kasha. That according to those Shitos, that Mesir Shtaros Lebezin, Minat Torah, Shemitah will not cancel once you're Moser Shtaros Lebezin. Why do you have to be Misakin Prozbul? The Malva could just be Moser Shtarosav, meaning the Prozbul is a way of making, of streamlining Moser Shtaros Lebezin. Just be Moser Shtaros Lebezin. Just do the actual Moser Shtaros Lebezin. So it could be that not everyone is ready to be Moser Shtarosav, or it could be sometimes the Shtaros are not Biyad HaMalva, or that Takanos Prozbul was for Milva Alpeh, where there are no Shtaros, so the Rishonim work on answering that question as well. And then the Achronim asked, based on what the Gemara says in Makos, that Malva is Chaveru Le'eser Shanim, and Shemitah comes out somewhere in the middle, the Shemitah is not Meshameit, because the Zman Piron didn't come yet, and the Malva is not able to be Toveya, the Lova, so you wouldn't be able to apply the pasuk of Lo Yigos. So why do you need to be misakin prosbul? If the Malva sees that the Zman HaPiron is coming and the Lova is not paying the Chov and Shnas HaShmit is coming, let him just expand the Zman HaPiron. And if you expand the Zman HaPiron past the Shemitah, then it's not going to be a violation of Lo Yigos. Maybe it's not going to be subject to Shemitah canceling the loan. So that's a kasha that a lot of the Achronim ask. It's one of the kashas that the Chalkas Yoav asks in his little kuntros, covered the kashyasa. Covered the kashyasa is his kuntros of Kuf Beis Aleph 103 Gematria Kaba 103 kashas that he has, that the only thing that all the kashas have in common is that he couldn't think of an answer to any of the kashas. So this is one of those kashas that he printed in the back of the Sefer Chalkas Yoav that he doesn't have a good answer to, but there are many answers offered. It was a great, I was pointing out, it was a great gimmick to write such a Sefer, to say that I have kashas that nobody has answers to, that I can't find any answers to, because that's a guarantee that other people will read it and they'll write things in response, and then the whole Sefer will be learned. So yeah, the Chalkas Yoav wrote a Sefer called Kavod Kashyasa. Now there's a Sefer Kavod Nichusa, there's a Sefer Kavod Tirutza, Kavod Yeshuva. Everyone has a whole kuntros of answers to his kashas. So anyway, the Gemara asks, wait a second, how could Hill make such takana? Is there such a concept that on a Daraisa level, the Shemitah is going to cancel the loan and Hillel is going to come along and be Mesakein? Shemitah is not going to cancel. So Amar Abaye, Bishvius Bisman Hazeh V'Rebi Hi. We're assuming that it's Shemitah Bisman Hazeh, and we're assuming, like Rabbi, that Shemitah's Ksafim Bisman Hazeh is only means Rabbanon, and there, that's what allowed Hillel to be Mesakein Prozbul, even though Hillel lived before Churban Bayis Sheni, and Kedush Sarts was not yet Batal, so the Chorah Shemitah was Noeg on a Daraisa level. But Abaye holds that since Bayis Sheni, they were no longer Noeg Yovel Minatorah, because they didn't have all of Shiftei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, so Shemitah was not Noeg Minatorah either, it was only Noeg Midrabanan. So even though it was during Bayis Sheni, the Shemitah's Ksafim was only Midrabanan, because they weren't Noeg Yovel at that point anymore, because in order to be Noeg Yovel, you need all of the Shvatim to be represented in Eretz Yisrael in their tribal lands. Detanya, Rebbe Omer, v'zed dvar ha-Shemitah Shmot. The pasuk mentions the word Shemitah twice. V'shtei Shemitah sakas medaber. Ach ha-Shemitah karka, Shemitah's karka, v'ach ha-Shemitah's ksafim. It's talking about two different types of Shemitah. One is the Shemitah, the dinim of Shemitah, that you're not allowed to do avodas hakarka during the Shemitah year, and the other mention of Shemitah is the reference to the cancellation of all debts. So we make a hekesh between the two dinim of Shemitah. Bizman shatam shamit karka, when there is an isser min haTorah of avodas hakarka during Shemitah, then atam shamit ksafim. Then there's an isser min haTorah. Then there's a din min haTorah that of Shemitah's ksafim. But bizman sheyatam shamit karka. But in a time where there is no Shemitah's karka min haTorah, like after the Churban, where the kedusha saaretz is batel, then iyatam shamit ksafim. Then min haTorah, there's no din of Shemitah's Ksafim either. The Tekinu Rabbanan and the Rabbanan were Mesakin that even Bezman Hazeh, where the Kedush starts is Batla, where Yovel is not knowing, did to Shamit, that Shemitah should still cancel the Chovos, Zecher the Shavias. As a Zecher to Shemitah, that we shouldn't forget Torah's Shavias. We shouldn't forget what the Dinim were about Shemitah. But it's all Midrabbanan. Ah, Vera, Hillel, Shenimnu Amil Havel, Zeh, but Hillel saw the consequences of this Din Midrabbanan, that people weren't lending money to each other because they were afraid that Shemitah was going to cancel the loan. So Amad the Hiskin Prusbel, and therefore he got up and he went and he was Mesakin Prusbel. If you look in Tosos, the Tikkun Rabbanan did Tishamit Zecher Lishvius, Volo Tikkun Nami Yovel Zecher Liovel. Tosos says, well, if we're making all the Dinim as a Zecher to the way things used to be, why don't we make a Din of Shemitah's Ksafim Zecher to Shemitah? We never made it Yovel Zecher Liovel. He says, no, because Mishum Dein Rav Tzibri Chon Lamud Ba, the Aser Bavel Diskarka Shtei Shadim Ratzufos. Whenever the Rabbanan make a Takana, they always have to be careful and make sure that it's something people are holding by and people will be able to observe. To make a din of Yovel means that there are going to be two straight years where you can't do Avodah Sakarka. The last Shemitah of the seven Shemitah cycles, followed by the Yovel year, it's going to be too much. People will not be able to handle observing 2 years in a row, so therefore they couldn't make a din midrabbanan. So ask the Gemara, well, wait a second, umiyik, amidi, dimidaraisa, lamashanta shviyas, is there such a concept that on a daraisa level, Shemitah will not cancel the chov, and the lover will have to return the halva? And the Rabbanan made a takana that Shemitah cancels the chov and that you don't have to return the money. And the love is a gazlan on a daraisa level. How could the chum be oker and isur gezel minatorah and say that just keep the money, don't worry about it? So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, Amar Abayi Shevi Al Taseh, who the chum have the ability to be oker dov minatorah b'shevi al taseh. And this is Kadesh Lo Tishtakach Torah Shemitah. They saw a need to be oker mitzvah minatorah of returning the money that you borrowed, and say not to return the money because it's not a maisa biyadayim. It's shevi al tasa, so it's not a bit. It's not an iser, you know, an active iser of gzela. It's a bitul mitzvah of pira on chov, and that's what the rabbanan are telling you to do. The Rashba and the Ran write that no, they told the malva not to collect the chov, and the Rashba explains that the maksha thought that it's nakirus tov minator bekum vasei, and that's Rabbi. Answers that the Yikra Takana was instructions to the Malva not to collect the Chov, and that's Shevi Al Taseh. It's not the Ikar instruction to the Lova, which would have been Kumbaseh because he'd be stealing when he uses that money or when he has that money. But if they instruct the Malva not to collect the Chov, then it's Shevi Al Taseh. Okay, however you understand it, but it's Shevi Al Taseh. So the Gemara brings another answer. How could it be that the Rabbanan initially made a Takana that Shemitah cancels the loan? Aye, it's against a pasuk in the Torah that you're not allowed to steal and you have to pay back loans. So Rava Amar, Rava says, no, whether you hold that Shemitah, that Hashmata Shviyas Bismana says Daraisa and Hill is Mesakin Prosbel, or whether you hold like Rebbe that it's not Midaraisa, it's Sakanas Chachamim, it's not an Akira Stav Min HaTorah because Hefker Bezin Hefker. That's just part of the Koach of Bezin, is that they could be Mafkir someone's money and give it to somebody else for the sake of a siyag or a takana whenever they see that it's necessary. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak minayin shefker bezin hefker. Where do we know this principle called hefker bezin hefker? Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Ezra that at the time that Ezra wanted to gather everyone together and to be machzor them b'tshuva, so the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah sent out a message in Yerushalayim. V'kol asher lo yavo l'shloshes hayamim katzas hasarim v'azakenim yechram kol ruchusho v'yibadal mikal agola. So you see that they threatened, if you don't show up to this gathering, to this asifa, we're going to be mafkir all of your possessions. Well, how can you be mafkir my possessions? You see, hefker bezin hefker. Rabbi Lezer Amar, that we learn mehacha, we learn hefker bezin hefker from Paskin Yoshua when it comes to the chalukah sa'aretz, to the shvatim after the kibush. Eila hanachlus hashenachlu Lezer Hakohen v'Yoshua binun v'Rashi avos, and it says v'yichalu mechalikah sa'aretz. So v'chimayin in Rashi me'itzel avos. Why does it to say Rashi Avos, not Rashi Amatos? What are the Russian, the leaders, have to do with the Avos? So Lomelcha, to tell you that just like parents, Ma Avos Manchilin Es Bineihem, just like parents bequeath a Yerusha to their children, Kol Mashi Yirtzu, even against the Seder of Yerusha Min HaTorah, whatever they want, they could bequeath to their children. So Af Rashi Manchilin Am, Kol Mashi Yirtzu. So too, without having to think of the bailus of something, the Beis Din can bequeath whatever it is that they want to the people. So that's why Bein the Rabbanon, Bein the Rebbe, any takana that the Rabbanon make about loans being cancelled or not being cancelled is not an akiras davar min haTorah. It's hefker based on hefker. That's the mechanism. So now the Gemara brings a shaila relating to principle. This is a shaila that at first doesn't seem halacha lemaisa. It seems historical, but the Gemara is going to explain that there's a nafka mina. It's not just a historical curiosity. Ki hiskin Hillel Prozbul. When Hillel was Mesakin Prozbul, Lidarehu Ditakin, was it only a takana for his generation? Odilma Lidare Alma Nami Takin. Or maybe it was for all generations. So, like, you have a similar discussion that Buda has about Savas or Buda Chasid. Right? When he was Mesakin, was it limited? Was it only for his family? Or was it for everybody? So we want to know that Hillel made this takana. Maybe Hillel said, I don't know what's going to be in the future. I don't know what's going to, but I know that in this generation, people aren't lending money, so for this generation we should have a takanas principle. Or did Hillel have that vision to say that I'm sure this is always going to be a problem, and therefore I'm making this takana lidore doros, that there should always be a takanas principle? That's what the similar discussion in the Achronim about the Cherem Drabenu Gershom. That the Cherem Drabenu Gershom was how far did that go? So it's Atzofa Elef is the Cherem. So the Shaila was, does Atzofa Elef mean for 1,000 years, or did he mean until the end of that millennium in the Jewish calendar, which was not that many years after the Cherem itself? How much vision do we assume the person who made the Takana had that this is going to go into the future? So was Hillel's second principle for his generation or the Dori Alma? So it says, well, the Mainaf Kamina, so the Vetulei, does in a generation where we're not worried that people are going to refrain from lending money, can Bezin be Mevatel this Takana and say that even without a principle, that even if you write a principle, rather, Shemitah will be Meshavit. If it was only for his generation, so would the Beis Din as a Koach to be Mevatel the Takana if they see a need for it? But if you assume that it was done for all Doros, in order to be Mevatel a Takana of an earlier Beis Din, you need a Beis Din that's Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan. So good luck finding a Beis Din that's greater than the Beis Din of Hillel B'Chachma B'Minyan. So what's the halacha? So it says, let's try to bring a raya. Tashma da amar Shmuel lo kasvin and prosbul ella ibe beidina de sura ibe beidina de nardaa. That you shouldn't write a prosbul to be motzi mamun from the ilova unless it's the beidina de sura where Rav was, or the beidina de nardaa where Shmuel was. But stam in other batei dinim we don't write a prosbul. So you see that Hillel's misakin prosbul only for his generation, and therefore they said not to write a prosbul outside of a beizin chashuv like Rav or Shmuel's Beis Din, where they have the koach to be mafkia mamon even without the takan of Hillel midin hefker Beis Din hefker. But if you're going to assume that Hillel was misakin to write prosbul the doros b'shar beidina nami lichtavu, so in all batei dinim they should be able to do it. In the Beis Din of Ravami and Ravasi they should also be able to write a prosbul because the takan of Hillel is still in place. So it must be that Hillel was only misakin lidoro, and therefore you need a Beis Din that's able to enact its own hefker Beis Din hefker. So you need a very strong Beis Din. So says Gemara, nah, no raya from Shmuel that Hillel is Masakin only the Doro. Dilma Kitakin Hillel the Dare Alma. Maybe Hillel is Masakin for all generations. But it's a tonight that it's got to be a Beis Din Chashuv. Kagon, Beidina, Didei. And the tonight was that Hillel said, I am being Masakin Prozbul in any Beis Din that's similar to mine. Ukravami Vravasi, or the Bate Dinim Chashuvim, like Ravami and Ravasi, Da'li Milafkui Mamona. That are strong enough to be motzi mamon, avalukuli al malo, but by the other batei din they can't write a prosbul. So Hillel was misakin that there should be a din of Prozbul, but that he was also misakin, it should be a Beis Din Chashuv. So Gemara says, maybe we'll bring a raya from something else that Shmuel said. Tashema, a second raya. Again, we're still trying to figure out, was it only for his generation or for all generations? Damar Shmuel, Hai Prozbula, Ulbana de Dayanehu. A Prozbul, the Takana of Prozbul, is a chutzpah of the Dayanim. Iayasha Chayil, if I had the Koach, Avatline, I'd be Mevatel the Takana, because you're taking money, Shalok Kedin. So says Gemara, Avatline, Vayim Bezin Yachal Vatel de Vrezin Chaveram Kigal de Menelchach Minion. Who do you think you are? How could Shmuel be Mevatel Takana of the Bezin of Hillel? It must be that, meaning, how could Shmuel say that I would go and I would be Mevatel this Takana? It was Takana of the Bezin of Hillel. You can't be Mevatel Takana of the Bezin of Hillel. So unless Hillel's Takana was only the Doro, and therefore Shmuel really could be Mevatel such a Takana. So it must be that's a Raya, that it's only the Doro. So says Gemara, nah, you can't bring a Raya from here that it's only the Doro. It could be that it was the Dore Alma, it was the Doros. But he's saying, if I had more koach than Hillel, if I taka was a Beis Din Gadol b'chachma of Minyan Avatline, then I would be Mevatel. I mean, that was exactly what Shmuel's, the frustration Shmuel was expressing, that I'm not a Gadol b'chachma of Minyan, and I would need to be Gadol b'chachma of Minyan in order to be Mevatel, the takana of Hillel. So Gemara brings the sheet of Rav Nachman who disagrees with Shmuel. Rav Nachman amar akaimena, that if I had the koach to be Mekayim the takana, I would be Mekayim this takana. I think it's a gavaldika takana. Akaimena, mekayim v'kayim. What do you mean you'd be mekayim? It's mekuyim. It's there already. What would you do? Hachikamar. Ema be'milsa, da'afal gav delo kasuv dami. I would set up a basin and be mesakeh that a stam alva'a would be as if you wrote a prosbul. That even if you don't actually write it, it will be as if you wrote it. I would set up that every loan as an automatic prosbul. So we had mentioned that the prosbul is ulbana de daini, according to Shmuel. So yibayilu, hai ulbana lishna de chutzpahu, o lishna. Does it mean chutzpah or does it mean nichusa? That there was a second prosbul that if they didn't have a prosbul, Beis Din would always have to be schlepping around with collecting chovos right before the shemitah, and it would be such a busy time. So made a nichusa for the Beis Din. So Tashma da amrula aluva kalish zinsa bekeruv chupasa. The Klal Yisrael who did the cheda egel were right in the shadow of Har Sinai. Is like a kala that's ulbana, that's chatzufa, who's mizana tachas baila while she's still in the chuppah. So you see that ulbana is lashon of chutzpah. Amar of Mari Barad de Bashmuel, Mikra, where do we learn that that it's like a kala that's mizana tachas chupasa? Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Acha melch mimsibo, near dinosan recho. Amarava adain chadvusu gaban. From that pasuk, we see that even though it's talking about the terrible chet of Klal Yisrael, they're still very beloved takarish baruchu, tichsiv nas. It says Nasan doesn't say Esriach, which would be a lashon of being Maus in Maus in Klal Yisrael. Okay, but Hashem, Elisha will pick up tomorrow at Tanur Rabbanan. Here at the same time, I'm going to pick up at Camp Kaylee this afternoon and on Zoom at 5:30 p.m. today over here. And for the next 4 weeks or so, my shiur is going to be the tomorrow's daf, 5:30 p.m. the previous day. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day.